2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hello.
My computer's not working, so I have to use Skiri's.
Hi. This is where I'm usually close.
Yeah, this is the 15-minute morning show podcast. There's Froggy, and there's Gandhi, and Scotty B, and there's Danielle.
Hello.
And there's Nate's microphone, but no Nate.
Where is Nate?
There's Brody in the den.
Hello.
And there's Garrett.
Yo, Garrett!
All right, so.
Garrett.
What do we do now?
I guess we have to talk about stuff.
So the weekend, I wish it was still the weekend. I had such a great weekend. I don't want it to end.
I know.
But it ended.
Boo.
Fucking
it's too fast.
Monday, piece of shit. What are you doing?
Garrett, what are you doing?
Oh, Garrett. Okay, you can turn now. I'll sign on a different thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so turn it.
I'm gonna turn.
There you go. Bye. All right.
Later, what's
going on?
I still don't see you.
Yeah, well, he'll be there in a second.
Oh. I got something.
Okay, what do you got, Scotty?
I made meatballs yesterday using my great-grandma's old recipe, and they didn't come out the way that she used to make them. I mean, I think that all the secrets are in the old school metal pans that she used to make. She used to have in her cabinet. I don't know. I'm using all new stuff, new cookware. I have no clue.
I think she left out a major ingredient.
That's what I would do.
You think that
old ladies
to
the grave?
Yeah.
Old ladies do that.
Yep.
She took the gravy to the
so
grave.
So it never tastes as good as grandma.
Never, ever.
That's why families fight over the pans when a loved one passes away because of the stuff that's in the pan itself.
Yeah, there's years and years of goodness in there. Mm. But anyway, I don't know. So I think my meatballs were a fail. Half of them went in the garbage.
There you go.
You should have invited Nate over.
Would have eaten them right out of that trash.
Out of the garbage all day.
Yeah. I found that
perfectly
so funny.
Fine. It didn't touch any of the other trash. It's just sitting
it
on.
Not?
I don't look good. This doesn't look good.
We look fine.
Elvis, speak.
I think you're looking at Skiri.
What up, Brody?
Oh.
Hey, speaking of meatballs, I wanted to tell our listeners about what happened on Friday night. We went to this Italian New York City Wine and Food Festival event where there was, I don't know, 35 booths of Italian restaurants.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
And a lot of people had their favorites, but Skiri was the first to discover the meatball place, right, which he kept telling everyone was fantastic, the best ever. And I noticed everyone was telling everybody else, you've got to try this, you've got to try that. Danielle was like, you got to have this pizza. And so everybody had their own favorites. And so I went up to Elvis, and I said, hey, did you try the meatballs Skiri's talking about? They're fantastic. And then Elvis says, you know what? Who's paying you more? The guy at the meatball place or Skiri to promote these meatballs?
Yeah, this weird conspiracy going on. I mean, there's like they're all working against me.
Elvis says, why can't you people just eat what you like and not worry about what other people are eating? I said, well, I wanted you to share it. He goes, just enjoy it. But on another note, have you tried Resdora, my favorite Italian restaurant?
I did say that, and I went to the Resdora, and I got that ravioli, and it was
oh
so good.
Oh, my gosh, that ravioli
tortellini.
Was insane.
Tortellini. Whatever the hell it was.
Oh, wait, so, that ravioli that was, like, with mushrooms, and I don't like mushrooms, and
truffle
oil. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was great. But the agnolotti with the, I think it was butternut squash agnolotti.
Yeah.
I didn't have that.
It Elvis, you were just as guilty as anybody else, and it was fantastic.
It was swimming in butter, Brody.
Yeah, you can't say no to that.
No.
I know Village Square Pizza was there. We've been like that. And, of course, our favorite artichoke, man. Oh, my gosh.
Did Lady Gaga's dad's restaurant make
it? Yeah, Joanne was there.
Was her dad there?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah,
Joe.
I thought I saw him walking around.
You know, I think he lied to me about something.
What?
So we saw him, and everyone was like, okay, go say hi to Joe, go say hi to Joe. And then he was at a different counter, so I walked over, and I was like, hi, are you Joe? And he looked me dead in the face and said, nope, and walked out. I was like,
there's another guy that looks sort of like him. Maybe
like
that's
exactly like him? Because then we Googled, and I was like, I think that was Joe.
The guy Gandhi was talking to was even wearing a meat dress. It was definitely him.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely Joe.
Yeah, no.
What were they serving?
I don't think he would lie to you.
Okay.
Meatballs
and rice balls?
And rice balls.
I had those meatballs. Those are good.
Arancini, but they had that risotto rice they used with lots of saffron.
That was good.
Yeah. Oh my God, can you tell we're foodies?
So hungry.
So a little story about Lady Gaga's dad, which I've learned about recently. So Lady Gaga's dad actually used to work in this building with my father-in-law. My father-in-law gave Lady Gaga's dad is first job in telecommunications.
Really?
Working for AT&T.
In the building we're in now.
Correct. To the fact where my wife Allie actually did a Take Your Daughter to Work Day along with one Joe Germanata, bringing his daughter to Take Your Daughter to Work Day. So Allie has actually met Lady Gaga before Lady Gaga in this building right here.
That's so great. Wow. A lot of history in this building. I'm going to miss this building. You know, they're moving us out of here.
They said in the summer?
Next summer. Yeah, they're going to move us uptown to Rockefeller Center, which I don't want to do that.
It's beautiful at Christmas time. It's very busy at Christmas
Elvis,
time.
Yeah, what? The entire move is happening specifically for our benefit because it's better for us, not the company. Hello? Hello?
Gotcha,
Hello.
Brody.
It's me.
My friend Lee just posted this great thing. It says, if your dog poops, pick it up, please. So the guy picked up his dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of, so our friend, Dr. Kathy, she took a picture of my dog, Max, and then a picture of my dog, what's the other
Ollie.
One?
Ollie. The one you love.
She had it turned into... a Hawaiian shirt with my dogs.
That's so cute.
That's awesome.
I kind of love it, I think.
That's cool.
That is very cute.
How would you feel if you saw your head on a shirt? Like, what the fuck is that?
Awesome.
It's great, though. I'm going to wear this tomorrow because I don't have any clean clothes.
That's awesome.
Danielle, have you ever forgotten the name of one of your kids the way Elvis just forgot the name of one of his dogs?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I'm brain farting today.
Spencer of Special. Which one are you?
Oh, my dad will do that. He'll call me. He calls me. I answer, and he says, which one is this? I'm like, I don't know. Who'd you just call? Well, you two sound the same.
Like, okay. Which one of you is this? Yeah. Which one do you want me to be?
So my dad does that to me, and I'm his only son in the family. It's me and my two sisters. And he goes,
Garrett.
It's Garrett. It's Garrett, Dad.
Froggy, do your parents ever forget your name?
My parents don't, but my grandma did. She would go through every other grandchild's name, and mine was always last. So she would be like, I would get in trouble, and she'd be like, Julie, Brad, Sherry, Lisa. She wouldn't even call me girls' names. And I would be like, okay, keep going.
She's almost there.
I'm like, really?
You know what my grandma used to do? Not anything with names, but for Christmas, she would give everyone envelopes, right? And I remember my dad, God rest everyone's soul, who I'm talking about, and dad didn't give me an envelope. And I'm like, well, I don't understand it. Grandma didn't give me an envelope. He goes, that's because she doesn't think you need it.
Oh.
So she said she's not giving you the Christmas present because you don't need it. I go, that's a Christmas present! Whether
you
I
don't
need it or not, bring on the money!
I know, but wasn't it usually like a $5 bill or something?
It was nothing. She gave everybody like 50 bucks or something. I'm like,
wow.
Dude!
Wow.
So my dad went back to her and I wound up getting the 50 bucks, but I'm just saying,
that's
dude,
not
if
cool.
It's a gift, everyone gets it. Whether, really. And
Amen.
Could use it. Jeez. Who doesn't want 50 bucks?
We don't think
she hasn't forgotten.
You're a high-paid radio personality.
Seriously, that's what they think right away. I'm like, dude, I'm not Howard Stern.
Right?
Okay, just letting you know that. And my name ain't on the show, so there you go.
Give me the 50 bucks.
See the end of the morning show?
I bet, you know what? Okay, I'm gonna guess this.
Yes.
But I bet in your grandmother's mind,
yes,
they never made money like you do.
Oh, so no, of course not.
Like, then I wouldn't give you money either.
So God rest her soul. But I was just sitting there and everyone's getting gifts and I'm like, oh.
You keep asking God to rest her soul, but you don't sound like you really want her soul rested
point. Like at least a card.
You're pissed off.
I didn't even get a card.
Yeah, you should get a card at the very
grandma.
Least.
You see this text, Elvis?
What?
It says, are you guys off today? Was our show that milquetoast and bland?
No.
Somebody thought we weren't even here.
Or are they asking, are you guys like off today?
Oh.
Like a little off. That's
Hawaiian.
Brody, you talking to him?
I wrote back, no. Why do you say that?
Let's find out.
We're going to find out.
Can we call him and ask him?
It's fine. Yeah.
Can we call?
Yeah.
Hey, why do you think we're off?
Hello.
Or
what
off,
do you mean by that?
I think they mean off, like a little offbeat.
Of course we're here. We're live here on Monday. We always do a show on October 18th.
Sounds so real.
Oh, my gosh.
It does. How do you turn this on?
We're going to go to the caller as soon as Nate gets him on the phone. Just punch him up.
Can we hear him in here?
You'll be able to hear him in here and in the Zoom room. But there will be no video for those watching this podcast.
Good.
Sorry.
Good. Hey, good. What's your name?
Here's the fluffing. Cindy?
This is how we get people on on the phone, by the
Cindy.
Way.
Hey,
I'm the horn.
Oh, it's Cindy.
Cindy. Butters them up. Hey, Cindy.
Scary. Figure it out.
Line 24.
Are you flirting with Cindy?
Hello?
Hi.
Cindy, It's Elvis and Danielle and Gandhi and Froggy and Skiri and Nate and Garrett and Brody.
And Ollie.
And Scotty B.
Well, nice to meet y'all.
So nice to meet you too, Cindy. So you sent a text asking if we're off today. What made you think we're off? I'm kind of curious.
Well, because I thought Friday night you guys are doing that thing.
Yeah. Right.
And I thought, well, maybe they took Monday extra time off just because they did the appearance on Friday night.
I wish it was that.
Wow.
Easy.
Oh,
I
mean, she should be our boss.
Friday. We're going to take off Monday.
Well, wait, did you hear the show at all? Did it sound
like? Yeah, I've been listening, but I work. I'm away from the radio.
Okay.
You know, now and then.
I just wonder if we sound so generic, like this show could run any day.
Oh, no. Because I listen for the horoscopes every day. Religiously in the morning, and I missed them this morning.
Okay,
and I thought, you're way too on time today. I think that's what it was. There was no dilly
dally. That is kind of a surefire.
Yep.
Way to know that we're not here.
Just like, you know, like in the morning, sometimes you run over. We're running late, you know. So then I always think, well.
Yeah, it's Nate's fault.
But this morning you were like spot on. I go out there to listen to horoscopes, and they're already Scorpio, and
you
I was like, damn, I missed them.
You know us better than we know us.
So this is a good note, Elvis, for the day that you want to not be here. You just got to throw in a couple of are we on time? Are we late?
Okay. So you're saying we sounded a little too slick, a little too polished.
Yeah, like you know, spot on.
We'll never let that happen again.
How dare us?
Well, Cindy, it's a pleasure speaking with you, and thanks for asking. But
you guys,
we are live
Danielle
here on
October 18th.
You have a great
day,
okay? Miss
Mosh Galapagos, or however you say her name, is my favorite. But honestly, guys, I listen every day.
You can have her. She's all yours. All right, Cindy, you have a great day, and thanks for listening to us.
Thank you.
Mosh.
You guys are awesome.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
See, people are nice to us.
That's nice.
She's like, well, I took the day off. You worked extra hard on Friday.
Earned it 3 days ago. I love it.
Imagine sounding so perfect, though. She thought we were off. She was like, I'm not going to listen today. They're probably off.
I didn't find our show perfect at all.
Yeah. Perfectly imperfect.
Can we circle back to something that Froggy said earlier that I don't know if anybody even realized it? Elvis was like, gah, I look like shit. I'm totally not liking this look. And Froggy goes, no, you look great. You look like you. That is not what you're supposed
to say. I did
hear
that. I didn't want to question
that. A bad thing?
Yeah, if someone's like, I look like shit, and then you're like, no, you look like you. You're basically saying you
he
look
looks
like
shit
all the time.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean it that way, though. What I meant was that like, you look fine. Like you look like you always.
Nah.
That's how you
nah,
look.
You're like,
nope, doesn't
you're
not
at your level.
You look like shit. You look like you always did.
You're a four. Solid four again.
It's okay, Froggy. I know that you're giving me a compliment. I appreciate it.
Now, when Lisa sometimes will take a picture, she'll go, oh my goodness, do not post that. I look fat. I'm like, but that's what you look like.
No, you can't say that.
Okay, that's bad. That is bad.
Also, Froggy complaining about not having sex.
I know that's bad, but I'm only kidding when I do that to her.
I posted some old footage on Instagram because I was promoting an event that's coming up, and it was pre-COVID. And now all these people start rolling in with, oh my God, Skiri, you look so skinny. You lost all this weight. That's a problem because my next post is not going to be so thin. I'm just letting you know.
You look great, Skiri.
Well, thank you.
You do.
I try.
You look like you always do, according to Froggy.
You look like fat shit.
You know, I can make myself look like an asshole all by myself. I don't need you guys.
You look great. Skiri, you look great. You sound great. You're all great. We're all fucking great.
Yeah.
Hey, now that they can see you on camera, Gandhi, do that flying squirrel.
Oh, okay. They make a little noise when they're hungry or irritated or just anything, and they go.
You have to see your teeth. You have like Jerry Lewis party teeth.
Yes. So cute. They're so cute. I love them.
This is the worst podcast ever.
Right? We've had worse.
What?
We have had worse.
We've had worse.
Scotty, you haven't said anything at all.
Oh, I was
here
pushing,
comes the poop.
I was pushing buttons in here. No, I don't have anything weird to say today. We had a chef in our house on Saturday night. That was kind of cool. We finally finished the kitchen completely, and we hosted someone's birthday party at our house, and a chef came in and cooked all kinds of meats and shrimp.
Wow. How extravagant.
And stuff. It was wonderful.
How nice having a chef.
Yeah. Bobby Flay's available since he left the Food Network.
Would you call the chef, Danielle? Let him know we want fish tonight. Thank you.
I had Chef Boyardee.
You look like it.
You did not.
Oh.
Wow. Wouldn't it be nice to have a chef?
Would be great. I'll just have you come over, Elvis. You're quite the chef.
Okay. All right, are we done?
We're done.
Yeah, we're done.
It's been real. It's been fun, but it hasn't been fun real.
Bye.
Real fun.
Bye.
Bye. Fun real.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.